Yeah, they'll ask for the titles. It's no big deal.
Here you go.
No, no, no.
No, no, no.
Don't let the tech director yell at you.
That's right.
Is this on?
Yeah.
Okay. The first issue in reading the bylaw is I don't see any language in there that actually allows the affiliate members to sit on the committees, but I'm told that that's the custom and practice. I'm sorry. I don't see any language in the bylaw that strictly allows the affiliate members of this board to sit on the committees, but I've been told that's the custom and practice. So that being the case, there's a possibility that 16 people could be on a committee. 5, 10, plus 1. Okay. Having looked at all the numbers, there's only 5 committees where there's more than one person from each station. So you could hear those names and just decide if you wanted to expand those committees to provide for both people or not. That's your choice. And let me read those off. On the coordinating committee from WBAI, you have Jamie and Nia. On the governance committee, you have Carolyn, Burden, and Nia. On the Elections Review Committee, you have Carolyn Burden and Nia. On the Personnel Committee, you have Kathy Davis and Nia. And I'm told that the Affiliates Task Force and the Archives Task Force are not committees, so these number requirements don't apply to that. I've left those out. The only other one is from WPFW. On the Personnel Committee, they would like Luzette King and A.C. Bird to be on that committee. So your choice is to either expand those committees to allow for an extra seat or require these 5 elections.
Okay, now we're going to go to the portion of the agenda dealing with the elections, which I've actually already done. And thank you so much for clarifying this for us, Michael. Can I have a motion from the body as to how you wish to proceed?
Let's have an election.
Chair, we have
didn't we already
agreed.
Decide that we were going to have an election for only one person?
Yes.
And then we would discuss what to do with
it. Okay, that's right. We passed a motion to have an election. So then we'll have an election for all of these contested committees.
Okay, I'll draw those up.
And how long will that take, Michael, do you think?
Well, since there's no more than 2, it's just a simple, you know, majority election. So I'll just draw up some ballots. And
so about 10 minutes?
Why don't we pass them all out at the same time?
Okay, great.
And then tabulate them all at the same
time. Wonderful.
Good, wonderful.
Okay, so we'll have about 10 minutes. The next item on the agenda is a second motion on Sandra's list. Where does Sandra go? Can't believe it. We'll take a 1-minute stretch break. There we are. Second motion on your list, Sandra. Please read it.
Second motion is regarding to the network accounts.
No. Wait till you get to a mic.
Second motion?
No, isn't it return of?
Grace, when you get to mine, I have five motions, but in the interest of trying to put forth the most important ones, I will not even present the second one regarding network bank accounts. We'll do that at a later date. Next up, what I feel are in order of importance would be the job postings and hiring a Pacifica Foundation management and professional team. Whereas the Pacifica Foundation is required to have an executive director, and whereas the Pacifica Foundation would benefit from the services of a human resources director and general counsel, be it resolved that the PNB review and approve job descriptions / requirements for the above stated positions, and once approved, the personnel committee be directed to post said positions for vetting, review, and interview process to bring forth a qualified selection for PMB review, interview, and hiring of these positions within the next 90 days.
All right. Is there a second for this motion?
Second.
All right. Now, I'm going to say something controversial, and that is, there any objection to this motion?
I'd like to actually see it.
I'm sorry.
It's coming.
I
have an amendment.
Of course you do.
I have an amendment to the motion.
Okay, very good. So there is discussion.
Yeah, there is.
Okay. Sherry?
The amendment is that the job of CFO be added to be posted immediately.
Oh, yeah.
You're absolutely right.
Of course.
Thank you.
All right, we'll just have that as a friendly amendment.
Yeah. General counsel also is not an employed position, so you cannot
post
that.
For general counsel.
It says general services, but okay.
So okay, is that another friendly amendment? We'll take the general counsel off.
I consider that a friendly amendment to remove general counsel and to replace that with chief financial officer.
Thank you. Okay. Let's have 30 seconds to read it thoroughly.
Yeah, really? No, that's too much.
Okay, Leslie's next on the stack.
Yes, and I would like to add an amendment to this where it says, be it resolved that PNB review and approve job descriptions requirements. I would like to add, not approved in the previous term. We have some that have already been approved, and I'd like to speed this process along rather than go back and review all of them one more time. Does that make sense?
I understood them to have not been approved.
It's my understanding that the ED job description has indeed been approved.
It was approved. That's correct.
And I would like to go forward with that one rather than start the process all over again there.
Okay, is that a friendly amendment?
There is no.
If it's not friendly, it needs a second. And we'll,
you know, being that I was not on the PNB last year, and I do not have any verification or a copy of the revised and approved executive director or CFO positions, if I could get copies of those, and I would consider it a friendly amendment.
A point of order, Grace. Point of order.
Okay.
Although
Nia.
Although Sandra might not have been on the board. That was approved in the minutes December 7th, if my memory serves me correctly. And the existing PNB members or the old PNB, I don't want to call anybody old.
Can we please
myself.
Have order? Can the listeners please respect that we're trying to meet? If you want to talk, please talk outside of the meeting room where we can't hear you.
To set the record straight, the ED job description was approved December 7th, and I'm going to search for it and send it. Okay. I'll send the minutes out unless Donna could find it faster than I to prove it that it was approved. And on that note, I would like to see the motion sent to me then, if that's the case, so we can all read it on our laptops. Around these pieces of papers, I have to crisscross, and I can't see as it is.
Okay, I consider that suggestion out of order. You have hard copies, and emails are not necessary and are difficult at this time. Now
she has a sight impairment, Madam Chair.
You can read her the amendment. You can read it to her.
I'm not speaking to you. Call him to order.
Okay, what is this?
I hate the word disability. I see better on my laptop because I can enlarge.
I see.
So to please send it to me. I don't need to call the ADA, do I?
Okay.
Reasonable accommodation.
When
it comes to disability, reasonable accommodation under the law is allowed.
Okay, I'm recognizing Sean. Okay, he's on your side on this.
I'm on your side on this. Listen.
I'm on my side. Call him to order.
She just recognized me.
I recognized him.
Okay? Reasonable accommodation is all that's required. If you can't read the screen, which I'm sorry you can't, one of your colleagues, you're out of order, ladies, one of your colleagues can read it to you. That's called reasonable accommodation under the ADA. Thank you.
Listen, I did not, okay. I said I can't see the
this
hard
order,
copy,
I
not
understand.
My screen.
I understand that.
So
okay, Donna, are we capable of emailing this motion? Okay.
I'm resolving it. I'm amending it because
are
it's already been amended.
Okay. Can we please have order here?
Yes.
One person at a time. I haven't recognized anybody. Everybody put your hands down for a moment. Okay? Please.
Okay.
All right?
Internet's working.
Okay. How long will it take to email Nia a copy of this?
It's going to take me just a few minutes, being as how it's already been amended once. I'm trying to put those amendments into the body of it and send it to everybody. So if you'll please just bear with me, I'll get it to you as quick as I can. Thank you.
Okay, Leslie, I believe we're on your amendment, aren't we?
Yes.
Okay. Was your amendment seconded, and can you please speak to your, can you please be available to read it?
It wasn't, Madam Chair, it wasn't seconded, but it was seconded. It was seconded, and she's left the wording for me. I will read it if you need it.
Okay.
Okay. I'm sorry, where's that?
So that's another amendment.
Okay. All right. Is there any objection to Leslie's amendment?
No.
Okay. There's, right. Seeing no objection, we're going to add that to the main motion.
Not approved.
All right.
In the prior term?
Not approved
in the prior term.
And I consider that a friendly amendment.
Right.
Okay. It passed anyway as a regular amendment. So it's been amended.
And it comes right after.
Now we're back to the main motion.
And I'd love to talk about it if you look over
here. All right. You're going to be able to email that soon? Very good. In the meantime, Bonnie, you want to speak to that?
No,